I'm joined by Wissam Tarif from the human rights group Insan, and who is currently protesting outside the International Criminal Court in The Hague. Wissam, describe the scene there.
Well, there is a group of around 100 Syrian activists and some Dutch activists in front of the court holding the flags of Russia, holding the flags of Russia and China. Shame on you, it says on the flags. There is the flags of Brazil, South Africa, and India saying stand by us. Inside the court building now, there's Hala Abdelaziz and the lawyer Yasser submitting a communication according to Article 15, in which we are arguing that the court has jurisdiction on the type of crime, and we are providing evidence that the crimes in Syria are crimes against humanity, which fits by criteria on the type of crimes the court deals with. Second, when it comes to time and jurisdiction, the crimes have been committed after 2002. We are submitting enough evidence that will start a preliminary analysis, and it is the first phase towards a United Nations Security Council referral for an investigation in crimes against humanity in Syria. It is important to mention that Hala, who is with us, she's from Dara. Her father was killed in Dara during the uprising. She has left the country 2 months ago, and she has started a case against the regime in the U.S. because she is a U.S. resident. And now we are taking further action collectively as 9 NGOs in front of the International Criminal Court.
While you're protesting, the Syrian regime claims that 120 members of the security forces have been killed in the northwestern town of Jisr al-Shughur. What do you make of that claim?
Yesterday the Syrian Sana, the state media agency Sana, said in the afternoon that 28 police officers were killed in Jisr al-Shughur. Later on to that, Syria State TV reported 40 military. Dunya raised the number to 80, and eventually the Syria State TV said 120 police officers. There is a confusion and inconsistency with the Syria state media itself. I've talked with people in Jisr al-Shughur yesterday. They are saying the following, that in the afternoon, there was a protest in Jisr al-Shughur. There were troops there from the army. They did not shoot on the protest, and they were very peaceful. Later on in the afternoon, more troops arrived from a different division. And some defections started in the unit which was originally deployed in Jisr al-Shughur. Then a military operation started between the army groups themselves, and there were no civilians involved. Later on last night, we heard on Al Jazeera and other major media outlets a Syrian army officer, a lieutenant, explaining what happens in al-Shughur. He's going very much with the line which I have said, which I've heard from there. And he is saying that there are defections in the army, and the shooting was happening between different army troops.
So you accept that troops were killed, or the security forces were killed there, but you think it was the regime that killed them?
Well, in reality, we don't know the number, because if anything about the Syria state media we know and we are sure about is that they rarely say the truth. Moreover, we have heard it from three different media, Syrian state media, and the three gave different versions, and it took them until late, until around 11 p.m. to unify one story. And those are, we're still talking about state media. What we know from the state media is that we can't trust what they say. Therefore, we don't know about the numbers, but what we know and we are sure about, there were defections in Jisr al-Shughur, and there were fights happening between different army troops.
Is there no chance that the protest movement has turned violent?
Well, Matthew, this is the 11th week of the uprising in Syria. The Syrian regime we have, as NGOs, identified 38 police station and security branches since the beginning that was abandoned by them, and where they left loads of weapons in it, hoping that the protesters will pick up and fight back. The regime's strategy at the moment is to make the protesters fight back. Therefore, they can claim legitimacy, and they can claim we have to continue staying in power to defend the minorities. On the other hand, the uprising, the protesters, are very much aware and consistent that this is a peaceful uprising. They are fighting for a better Syria, for freedom. And I don't see anyone who's fighting for freedom for 11 weeks after 1,200 people killed by the regime, more than 11,000 people detained, they will turn violent. They have proven that they are amazing peaceful freedom fighters. I don't think this will turn violent by the protesters at all.
Do you think that the regime is preparing the ground for a further massacre?
Unfortunately, Matthew, if we look at Dara, at Benyas, at Hummus, the regime has already committed too many massacres. And yes, I fear that we will witness another one in Jisr Shagur and in Idlib. We have seen a systematic method of oppression and of killing and of mass killing. Therefore, it is an alert. We are very concerned that what might happen in Idlib or what is happening in Idlib right now.
Okay, Wissam, good to talk to you. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Matthew.